number one, and we're going to go to the first verse. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea between Paran and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. Lord, help me with all these old words. There are 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt in Ashtaroth in Edrei, on this side of Jordan in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, and I want to stop there for a moment before we get to the words of Moses, and mention that this book of Deuteronomy is the second saying, or the second reading of the law, which is really the meaning of the name of the book, Deuteronomy. And the law was given 40 years prior to this. And they were ready to enter into a promised land. Into a what? Into a promised land that God had for them. And but it seemed somewhere along the way, and it's talked about here, and we'll talk about it, they were not ready. They did not have the faith. And when God allowed them to enter into the promised land and to spy out the land, it was to see what it was, to reconnoiter, to find the best ways to go in. But there were some that came back with an evil report saying that we cannot take it. And because of their unbelief, they did not enter in. This reading, this Deuteronomy, is the words which Moses spake at the end of that 40 years when the Lord allowed those unbelieving Jews to die in the wilderness that he might bring their children in. And here he spake, verse number 6, the Lord our God, this is Moses speaking now, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and unto all the places nigh thereunto in the plain, in the hills and in the vale and in the south and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and to their seed after them. Skipping down, please, to verse number 20. And I said unto you, ye are come to the mount of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of your fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Amen. Let's pray, and let's ask the Lord to help us. Can we, precious Savior? We love you, Jesus. I feel the hand of God upon this service. Lord Jesus, I feel the direction of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, hallelujah. I feel the winds of revival.
Hallelujah. I feel a stirring, dear God. Lord Jesus of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm asking you, Lord God, for your help, your anointing here. Dear God, speak to us, Jesus, as a church. Be, dear God, hallelujah, our help. Let there be a demonstration of the power and Spirit in this service, Lord God, remaining in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Someone shout unto the Lord. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, I love You. I praise You, Jesus. I worship You, Lord. I magnify You. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone shout glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I want to preach on revival. Amen. I want to preach on revival. Amen. Praise God. God, I believe, gives us seasons that He comes to us. He speaks to us. He stirs us. Amen. He sends preachers our way. He sends situations our way. Amen. He sends services our way. And He tries to stir us up. Praise the Lord. The definition really of revival is really just, if I could put it in the most simple terms, it's waking up. Amen. We talk about feeling revived. Amen. Well, that 15-minute nap sure did me a whole lot of good. I feel revived. And now could I tell you, there are some times that we need rest, but the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is our rest. Praise the Lord. Amen. And there is a revival that comes. Amen. A waking up, praise the Lord, to our true potential. When you're asleep, you're not doing everything that you could be doing. Amen. You're not accomplishing. You might be dreaming about it, but you're not doing it. Amen. But when the blood begins to course through your veins and up to your brain, and you begin to think and you begin to move, amen. And you know, there's something about a good meal, amen, that will put you to sleep, if you know what I mean. Sometimes we can have a good meal and it just makes you feel like lying down, amen. And what is it? It's all the blood is just coursing down, amen, to your stomach to digest all that food and carry it where it's supposed to go, amen. And so we get sleepy, amen, because we've had a good meal. But can I tell you something? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That good meal was meant to energize you. That good meal. And after you sleep, praise God, it's time to revive. Amen. It's time to get up. Amen. And it's time to get going. Praise the Lord. And there's an old song, amen, that my brother-in-law, my wife's cringing, amen. My brother-in-law, he just back when he was a kid, we used to sing this sometimes to the kids when it was time to get up. Amen. He just sang, get up, get God, get going, get up, get going, get on your way. But God's going to judge you on smash you on the judgment day. Amen. You can tell a kid made it up. Amen. Get up, get God, get going. Those kids hated that song. Amen. We sang all kinds of songs, try to get them out of bed, get them revived. Amen. But can I tell you, praise the Lord, God wants us to wake up to our true potential. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. I'm talking about a church that has got potential. I'm talking about a church that's a victorious church. I'm talking about a church that is a blood-bought church. I'm talking about a church that is a Holy Ghost-filled church. I'm talking about a church, amen, that does know the God and is strong and does exploits. I'm talking about a church, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that will attack the gates of hell. Amen. I've got right here, amen, minutes mounted to my pulpit. Some wish to live within the sound of a church or chapel bell, but I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell. I want to get out there, amen, and win some souls. I want to see somebody, amen, come to God. I want to see somebody, amen, pray through to the Holy Ghost because I knocked on their door. Amen. Because I prayed a prayer. Amen. Because I got down and I fasted, amen, pushed away from the table. Amen. I want to see, amen, what God wants to do through my hands. Amen. What God wants to see through my eyes. Where God wants to take me on my feet and in my car. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For really, it's not mine. Amen. These are not my hands, but they are His instruments. Hallelujah. This is not my tongue. Amen. But it's His. Amen. To speak His glory. Amen. And to tell somebody, amen, about the only saving name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, could I come to tell you it's revival time. Hallelujah. Time to rub the sleep from our eyes. Hallelujah. It's time to look on the fields for the white already to harvest. It's time to get busy with the work of the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Wake us up, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, saved them with a mighty hand. They came out of Egypt, the Bible says, with an high hand. They were worshiping God. They were excited. Praise the Lord. But it did not take them long to get discouraged. Amen. Can I tell you, when God starts doing something, amen, the devil is, he's going to send a Pharaoh to chase after you. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's going to be mountains. Amen. There's going to be seas to cross. There's going to be trouble. Amen. Can I tell you, when I first started serving God, that's when I really found out there was a devil. Amen. I didn't realize there was a devil. Amen. And just see, because I was just going along with whatever he wanted, he kind of just stayed in the background. Amen. But when I started waking up, amen, when I started realizing, amen, what God could do, when the gospel message of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, this one God apostolic message began to dawn on my heart. Amen. It began to stir something on the inside of me. Amen. I wanted to go and tell it. Amen. I wanted to go and share it. Amen. I wanted to go and knock the door. I wanted to witness, amen, wherever I could. Amen. Hallelujah. And I did. I carried this Bible right here all over the place. It went into Kmart with me. Amen. It went into Pizza Hut with me. Amen. It went to the Marine Corps Chow Hall with me. Amen. Hallelujah. And I witnessed the people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, God wants us to wake up. Hallelujah. Amen. But when I started waking up, amen, the devil started coming. The devil started looking. The devil tried to trip me up. He sent people my way to trip me up. Amen. When he could get me this way, he tried to get me another way. Amen. When when it seemed like that wouldn't work, he tried this. Amen. He's gonna use people. He tried to use relatives. Amen. He tried to use friends. He tried to use barracks mates. Amen. Those that were sharing my barracks room. Amen. He tried to use situations. He tried to have me shipped overseas and away from the church. Amen. Hallelujah. When I needed the nourishment, I was just a little baby in the Lord. Amen. I needed my pastor. Amen. I needed the Word of God. Hallelujah. And could I tell you, amen, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. If you want to be saved, you can be saved. Amen. If you want to live for God, you can live for God. Hallelujah. 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 Can I tell you, God's on your side. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. And so God brought them, amen, out of Egypt to bring them in to a land that flowed with milk and honey. To a place that he had many years before, 430 years before, he had promised. And Abraham had stood upon that ground. Hallelujah. And he went to bring them in. He went to bring them in. Hallelujah. But here in this first chapter, the Bible says that Moses got up and he told them the story of their fathers. He said that God tried to do this great work and bring them up. Amen. And bring them in. And the Lord met with us on Mount Horeb. And he said, you've dwelt long enough on this mountain. Turn you and take your journey and go to the Mount of the Amorites and unto all the places nigh thereunto and in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Can I tell you that the borders that he gave were much larger, amen, than what modern day Israel is? David Ben-Gurion, back in the 1930s, I believe it was, maybe it was the 40s, he said, and he was the prime minister of Israel, he said that I believe, and he was not a Bible scholar, but he said, I believe that the borders are larger than what we are proposing here today. The borders that God gave, and they went to the Great Sea and all the way down to the Delta in Egypt and all the way over to the great river Euphrates and all the way up into Lebanon was to be their borders. Amen. And God was going to give it to them. God was going to do great things for them. And it was a promise of God. And can I tell you, the promises of God are yea and amen. The promises of God are sure. The promises of God are steadfast. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. When God said something, he meant it. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has got a promised land. God has got a Canaan. Amen. God has got a land that flows with milk and honey. God's got a revival. Amen. To the land, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. And I feel like God is giving us our marching orders to turn you, amen, and take your journey, amen, go on into the land, amen, walk through it, amen, look at it, amen. I feel like he spoke through the Apostle Paul. He said, oh, that you would search out what is the height and what is the depth and what is the breadth and what is the width, amen, and the searchable love of God, search it out, amen, walk through the land, hallelujah. And so he told them, amen, to go and to take their journey. But then, and even after he said this, he said, I set the land before you. Go in and possess the land, amen, which the Lord swear, made an oath, amen, unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their seed after them, amen. Go on in, amen, hallelujah, praise God, and you're going to be able to take it, amen. The Lord went on and told him to speak to the people, behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. Fear not. Neither be thou discouraged. And the Bible says, Moses spoke unto them their history. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us. And they'll search out the land and bring us word again, what way we must go up and into what cities we shall come. Basically, just a little reconnaissance mission, so to speak. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain and came into the valley of Eshcol, and it searched it out, and they took the fruit of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, and brought us word again, said, it is a good land which the Lord our God hath given us. Notwithstanding, you would not go up. It's speaking of a human will. I've given it to you. I've set it before you. Go up. Amen. But he said, nevertheless, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and ye murmured in your tents, and said, because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites and destroy us. Whither should we go up? And our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we, and the cities are great and walled up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there, in other words, the giants. And then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. And he told the whole story about how God saw that they would not be dissuaded, and they went, amen. And God said, all right, I told you before to take, amen, this journey, amen. But then he goes on in chapter 2, and it says, and we turned and took our journey, not to the land of Canaan, not to the land of the Amorites, not into the vales and the cities, amen, but into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you've compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Amen. And he ended up leading them. And he cared for them in the wilderness. But what they were just a sleeping giant. They were a multitude of people that God greatly loved. He saw to it that their shoes never wore out. He saw to it that they had water in the wilderness. He gave them angels food to eat. Amen. God was with them. Their clothes did not wax old. Amen. God loved them. God cared for them. God was with them. God nurtured them. He gave them the law, and they sacrificed unto the Lord. Amen. The glory of God came down in their midst there at the tabernacle as the priest would offer upon the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. And sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat. Can I tell you, amen, God was good to them through their entire wilderness journey, but there came a time once again, amen, and here we are at the book of Deuteronomy, amen, 40 years after they had taken their journey, 40 years, God stirs Moses up once again, said it's time, amen, we're going to go on in, amen, we're going to, all these that were just youngsters. Amen. There were some others. Amen. They did not believe. And amen. They turned back around. But can I tell you, these ones are going to go up. These ones are going to wield the sword. These, amen, hallelujah, that are coming up. Amen. They're going to go in. Amen. And they're going to conquer cities. They're going to go in and they're going to dwell in the land. Hallelujah. Oh, it's revival time in Oakley. It's revival time, amen, at Cornerstone Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's time, amen, that our young men learn to wield the sword of the Spirit, amen, and use the Word of God, amen, with authority and with power. It's time the young ladies begin to walk in the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah, and let God lead them and guide them and talk to them and use them. Oh, it's time for young men, amen, hallelujah, to dream dreams, amen, or see visions, old men to dream dreams, amen. It's time, amen, for the Spirit to be poured out. It's time, amen, hallelujah, that God wants to bring His souls, amen, hallelujah. It's revival time. It's time to wake up. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Amen. Verse 1. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and the judgments which I teach you for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord, which the Lord your God commanded you. Amen. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. And all, for all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord lit, God hath destroyed them from among you. Amen. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you. this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should go into the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. For what nation is there so great? What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath high statutes, hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed unto thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from the heart, thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Amen. He was telling them, don't let it happen to you what happened to other generations. Amen. They did not wake up. They slept 40 years, amen, and they slept in the wilderness, amen, and they died in the wilderness. But God said, God has kept you alive all this time, and he's brought you out to bring you in. He brought you out to bring you in. He brought you out to bring you in. He's kept you. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. There's only one way to have revival, and that's the old-fashioned way. Amen. There's only one way to have revival. You cannot get a good enough of a beat to have revival. Amen. You can't have a good enough of a show to have revival. You can't get talent that's so polished, amen, that it will bring revival. Amen. It takes, amen, young people and old people and middle-aged people getting down on their face and getting serious with God. Amen. It takes, amen, praying in the Holy Ghost. It takes keeping thyself, building up thy most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost. And it takes keeping thy soul diligently. Amen. To remember the commandments and the statutes and the judgments. Amen. There's things in this world that need to be kept. You cannot toss holiness and have revival. You cannot toss doctrine and have revival. You can't get rid of, amen, these things that we cherish and hold dear. Amen. There are people that have tried it. Amen. I have watched in dismay as people, amen, have sold out, amen, to the doctrine of relevance. Oh, we just need to be relevant. We just need to be so much like the world that they just like being around us. Hogwash. Amen. They're looking for something real. They're looking for somebody that knows how to touch God. They're looking for somebody that believes this, amen, to their core. And cannot be dissuaded by pressure. There's a pastor used to minister right here in our area, very, very close by. Pastor's out of state now. He actually told one of our brothers, he said, oh, I've got a sister. Amen. And she just before service, she's over there wailing and crying. And he said, I can't stand that. He said, I just like to come in and hear or the jabber of talk. He said, she's going to run people off. My God, give me 1,000 sisters like that that will pray in the Holy Ghost. And it will attract people. It will revive people. Hallelujah. It'll work. Amen. It will work. It will work. There's only one way to have revival, and it's all Holy Ghost, old fashioned, praying, talking in tongues. Amen. And keeping our life right. Keeping our doctrine pure. Keeping your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Keeping pure and clean. Amen. Not allowing your eyes to see things you should not see. Your heart to dwell on things you should not dwell on. Oh, He's called us to be a holy people. A separate people. A people of revival. Let's worship the Lord. Could I tell you, amen, I don't see it in every face here, but I see it in a lot of them. Amen, there's a hunger. God, I want to serve you with all my heart. God, I want that revival. I want it, Jesus. I want it, Jesus. If nobody else wants it, I want it. If nobody else wants it, I want it. It's revival time in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can count on me. I'm going to pray. Oh, you can count on me. I'm going to fast. You can count on me. I'm going to witness. You can count on me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to people about their soul. You count on me. I'm going to be with you. You can count on me. I'm not going to make waves. You can count on me. I'm going to be unified. You can count on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's revival time. It's revival time. It's revival time. Kia yalo no na na niyama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy chapter number 6, Moses goes on. He says, now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all the statutes and commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's sons all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. God's got your interest in mind. God's got your family in mind. God's got your loved ones in mind. God's got your neighbor in mind. God's got your brother in mind, your sister in mind. Hallelujah. As the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. I'm not selling out, amen, on that message. There's one God and His name is Jesus. Amen. That one born in Bethlehem is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Paul was one God apostolic. Peter was one God apostolic. I'm not changing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not everybody calls themselves Christians, my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sold out. Amen. I want to be part of the true church. Amen. I want to keep my doctrine pure. My life pure. I want to be in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Walk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because the church that prays in the Holy Ghost, walks in the Holy Ghost, lives like the Holy Ghost bids you live, that's a revival church. Amen. That's a church somebody's interested in. Amen. That's a church that it's going to take, amen, to save the drunkard, amen, out of his drunken stupor. Amen. The alcoholic, the gang member, the businessman that thinks he's got it all together because he's got money. But his home and his life is a shambles. To pull people out of false doctrine, it takes a holy church that knows what it believes. Praise the Lord, it takes a praying church that knows how to get hold of God, that knows how to intercede on behalf of a soul, that knows how to make a difference, that knows the feeling of wielding the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. Musicians, come. How about we stand in the house of the Lord? He said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and you bind them for a sign upon thy hand, they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house. And it shall be when the Lord thy God have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee good, great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and oliveyards which thou plantest not." He wants to give us things. He wants to bless us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter wrote, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile." You know what guile is? Guile is putting on a false face. Not being real. Inside all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming as unto a live, living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones, like the Lord, in other words, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Therefore also it is contained in the Scriptures, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded." Unto you therefore which believe he is precious. Anyone believe he's precious? But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same's made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word,
being disobedient.
But then he writes, and can I tell you, I feel this. This is a revival church. I'm looking at revival people. I'm looking at people that want what God has got. Amen. They want the kingdom. And it's God's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Hallelujah. He's called us out. Amen. To call us in. He's called us out to bring us in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody interested, amen, in being a revival church, I want you to come make your way down. Amen. And stand here at this altar. Amen. And commit your ways unto the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, I want to be a revival church. God, I want to be a, Lord, a spark for revival. Come on up close to the altar. Come on up close to the altar. Oh, God, I want to pray. Amen. I want to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to walk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Commit your way, commit your way, commit your way. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Shialaria yalono noroya yamatia yayayaradadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Stir me up, Jesus. Oh God, stir me up, Jesus. Oh God, stir me up, Jesus. Oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to be a walking revival all by myself. I want to walk in the Holy Ghost. Oh come on, why don't you, some of you others, come on down. Come on down, hallelujah. The waters get up here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yes, thank you, yes, hallelujah. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm going to walk Jesus in the Holy Ghost. I want to walk God in prayer. Hallelujah. I want to teach your word, Jesus. I want to live your word, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm not interested in the praise of men. Oh, God, I want you to be pleased, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's revival time. It's revival time. It's revival time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, he's looking for somebody, somebody, somebody. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Reach over, pray one with another. Help one another. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help one another. Help one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.